Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you.
I missed the memo on those introduction voices.
Nobody ever gets the memo.
Whenever Matthew starts is how we end up.
This is episode 72. 72. Is that all? This is episode 72.
I'm feeling 72.
Stop, Craig. Oh. Just stop. Planning for party season at Magic Kingdom.
Hey, and this is one of the biggest milestones yet. It's a trifecta.
This completes the Josh Mania trilogy that began just a few days ago on episode 70.
And Josh is wishing it had never started.
Exactly. Josh, welcome back to our little graveyard here.
Well, who knows, I would have had so much free time to join you guys on so many consecutive days. I have nothing else to do with my time.
So if your faithful readers have been wondering what you've been doing, it's you've been having to call in and talk to us every few days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since you're banned from the, Four Seasons?
Yes, Four Seasons.
I mean, you have all kinds of time now.
Josh, are you enjoying your Labor Day today?
I am enjoying my Labor Day. I was about to say happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you. Any big plans for today with the day off?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sick of Halloween, I can tell you that
much. Already.
Are you going to the Labor Day hard ticket event? Is there one of those?
Is there a Mickey Very Happy Labor Day party?
Yeah, don't give him any ideas.
Well, today we are going to talk, speaking of parties, guys, coincidence, and sorry that Josh is already sick of Halloween, because we're going to ask him to talk about it some more. Well, it is party time!
Why don't you say just one more time, somebody may have just tuned in today for the first time. Who's Josh?
It's Josh!
Josh who?
I mean he's... he's kind of like Madonna at this point, right?
One name.
Josh Humphrey from EasyWW.com, world-renowned author, blogger, and cupcake reviewer.
And poet.
Yeah, very much.
I like that he's adding more titles. He's not just a Disney guy.
What is he co-author of, Matthew, in case people want to get his book?
The Easy Guy. Well, to your Walt Disney World trip. Yes.
Yes.
I think we need to give away a copy of that as well.
Let's do it.
We'll be doing that in the days ahead. Sound good, Josh?
Yeah, I'm always happy to sell a copy.
Boy, as our listener,
one will not be provided, just to be clear.
Oh, well, second thought.
Oh, we may have to cut down our t-shirt supply that we're funneling to him that I'm sure he's getting a lot of wear out of. Josh, Craig did tell me the other day we need to have you a special fishing shirt with the Triple G logo emblazoned upon it.
Yeah, that would be attractive.
I'm sure you'd wear it a lot. It is party season at the Magic Kingdom. Actually, way back on August the 17th was the first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. And nothing says Halloween like a party in mid-August in 100-degree weather. But our friend Josh was there. And today we're going to try to help our listeners prepare for party season. Are you traveling to Walt Disney World this fall or this winter? Anytime between now and the end of the year, pretty much, there are going to be Mickey's Halloween parties, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas parties. And so Josh is going to tell us and help us weigh the pros and cons of going to these. Are they worth it as a part of fitting them into your budget? Of course, Craig and Derek and myself, we've all been to those as well. But we're going to rely here upon the expertise of the expert, Josh himself. So, Josh, tell us a little bit about, if you don't mind, your experience at the first Halloween party just a few weeks ago.
Well, when you're talking about party season, one important aspect is, even if you have absolutely no interest in attending, is that the party schedule is going to have a big impact on your trip, because the Magic Kingdom closes at 6 p.m. on three or four nights each week, basically from the beginning of September through December 20th or so, with the exception of Thanksgiving week. So the big issue is, if you don't go to the Magic Kingdom on a party day, you're going to have to deal with much larger crowds on non-party days. So if you do want to see Happily Ever After fireworks, they're only scheduled 3 nights a week, and it can be a big problem when you're trying to plan your itinerary.
Yeah, and Derek and I, we went, but this past December, we were at the Magic Kingdom on a Saturday night, of course, during party season, December, and it was madness, and we've shared that with our listeners before, and so that's a great point that I don't think we talk about enough, is we talk about the party itself, but we don't talk about how that affects the other days.
I was just sitting here looking at prices for the Halloween party, and looks like it goes anywhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, anywhere from, say, $75 all the way up to $125, something like that.
I think this is the cheapest ticket, around $84 for an adult.
Okay. Mm. I was kind of upset because there's all kinds of different discounts, but there's not a Disney Vacation Club renter discount. I wonder if it's something new or something...
We also haven't found the DVC Renters Lounge yet. Yeah, we've been looking for those.
Where is that, Josh? The DVC Renters Lounge.
Well, I will send you guys my address.
Perfect. Now, the Halloween party this year has a lot of new offerings. Did you get to partake in any of the new things they're kind of offering this year?
Every single one.
And what would that be?
Well, there's a lot of hype around it. At Pirates of the Caribbean, what it boils down to is that there are live actors, live pirates now in the ride and in the queue. But one of the potentially disappointing aspects is that there's exactly one pirate in the queue, one pirate in the load, and one pirate in the ride. And in the ride, he can only say one of three lines. So it's actually a fun addition, if that's what you're expecting. But you should have seen the line at the first party extended way outside of the queue and back towards Jungle Cruise.
Oh my, wow.
And it moved fast. But there was obviously a lot of people interested in it. And it depends on your expectations. But I was expecting to see some more live actors, you know, popping up around the ride, and that just wasn't what happened. But it's still worth doing during the party to see for yourself.
That is a little interesting offering. Now, Space Mountain, there's something different with that too, right?
Pitch black.
The whole ride.
The whole ride. You know, the light up tunnels are pitch black, the lift is pitch black, the ride is pitch black.
Sounds like they didn't want to put a lot of money into it.
Trying to save money.
Is there anything new in the parade?
There are some subtle changes, but the parade is already, it's so good already that you probably wouldn't want them to see too much tinkering. That's a big part of it. You know, what makes the Halloween party worth it is the parade, the fireworks, and the Hocus Pocus show, which is fantastic.
Oh, okay.
But as far as new offerings, they're doing a Mad Tea Party with new effects and different music, which is fun. And the waits for that are short. Elvis Stitch meets in Stitch's old ride lobby, which is fun. You don't usually get to see him. It's the first time he's met during the party.
Thank you very much.
And there are a couple of good food offerings as well. Sleepy Hollow has pumpkin waffles and ice cream that are really good.
Now, I had those last year. Are they similar to last year's? They just changed from Mickey waffles to zero.
That is precisely correct.
So I might skip that next week when I'm over there.
Oh, that's right. You're going next week to the world.
Derek's going in 1 week from today.
I will be there actually Sunday night. I will be at the Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. You have a big costume planned? Maybe we could go as like a couple's costume.
I'll be Salt, you be Pepper.
Yeah.
The rappers.
The rappers.
The rappers.
Now, don't forget, Derek, you will have your wife and son with you. And Rachel and Boone can be cumin and chili pepper.
All right.
Chili powder.
And I'll have Boone with a little bottle of pepper spray.
Lowry seasoning.
Josh, any other of the new snack offerings that stand out to you?
Well, probably not, I don't think. They're mostly small and pretty expensive, but Pecos Bill has a buffalo chicken nachos that are pretty good. If you're hungry for something a little bit more substantial, is a good stop. They're called the Hades nachos, and they have actually a haunted mansion themed dessert, a worms and dirt thing, which is small, but it makes for a good picture for your podcast, since this is obviously media based.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a lot of those snacks they offer. To me, it seems it's more about what it looks like as opposed to the actual taste or what you're getting for your money.
And that's it's buffalo chicken nachos, kind of, sort of.
It's a chips, buffalo chicken, and a nacho cheese sauce on top.
I did see those pictured. They look pretty good. And is there a hamburger over at Sunny Eclipse's place?
Oh, that's up to you. Good luck with that.
What was on that? I believe it's a bacon cheeseburger with what?
I don't think either of us want to know.
Tater tots? I feel like I saw tater tots. You're on your own. Any tips or tricks you have for anybody that may want to go to the party, Halloween party?
Yeah. As most people know, they'll let you in about 4:00 if you have the party ticket. You don't need the day ticket to get in at 4:00. If you're already in the park, you can get your wristband at Tortuga Tavern in Adventureland or near Stitch's Great Escape in Tomorrowland, so you don't have to exit the park and go back in. The second parade is less crowded, and you can see the second parade from Main Street if you go further down the street towards the entrance. People typically fill in closer to the castle. There's a Hocus Pocus show at midnight, so if you see that show, it's about 20 minutes long, and if you can see that one stay that late, then you don't have to spend 20 or 30 minutes of your party time watching the show, which is a nice bonus, and then enjoy the walk out of the park. It gets a little spookier as people clear out. The party, if you've never been to one, is probably going to be more crowded than you're expecting, particularly in the hub area, which you should avoid as much as possible, and on Main Street as well as busy. But the ride lines are typically short, probably less so now with Space Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean being much more popular. But the nice thing about that is that it does make the walkways a little less crowded. I think Disney was obviously aware of the fact that people were not riding the ride, so they were trying to add a few extras. And if you want the Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket, which is $17.50 but is cute, you want to actually get that earlier in the evening, because they only sell a certain amount each day, and the shorter lines are typically in Storybook Circus. You'll see a huge line in Adventureland and a huge line in Liberty Square. But if you go back to the Dumbo area, the lines there are typically shorter. But you want to get there before 9:00 or they're going to be sold out, even if they technically have some in the back somewhere.
Guys, I think that's a pretty good brief snapshot of some tips to have a successful time at the party. Craig, you got anything to add?
It's one of my favorite parties of all is the Not-So-Scary Halloween party, especially the parade. I think it's one of my favorite parades. And the fireworks is very good, too. It is, as Josh said, it is a little bit darker than usual. Usually Magic Kingdom is pretty dark at night, but it's even darker because of the effects for the Halloween party. So just some good pointers there from Josh, and we appreciate that.
It did.
And one other thing is, don't forget the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom card. You can pick that up at the firehouse through the end of the event. And it's Orange Bird themed this year. Ooh. And I guarantee you, even if you don't want it, somebody back home will. So don't forget to pick that
up.
And maybe it's pretty fragile, so you might put it somewhere safe if you have the chance.
It's a good tip.
And I believe the maybe a few extra projections on the castle this year during the fireworks show. It seems like they're trying to incorporate that a little more into the show, but not as prominent as it is during the regular.
Yeah, the fireworks are easier to see from Main Street than you might imagine. And the sort of the further back you are, the more you can take in some of the perimeter shots towards the end. So if you're back a little bit further, it's not necessarily the worst thing.
Which party do you prefer, Halloween or Christmas? Because before long, we'll be in Christmas party season. And which do you prefer and why?
I'm a Halloween party person. I like the atmosphere, and it's probably less relevant for most people, but the Magic Kingdom switches over to the Christmas parade, the Christmas fireworks, and the Christmas shows around Christmas. But for the Halloween party, your only opportunity to see Boo to You Parade, Hocus Pocus, and Hallowishes is during that party.
That's a very good point.
And trick-or-treating is fun, too. They have good candy this year. It's Mars sponsored, so it's good stuff.
I was trying to think, what is the snack they do at hot chocolate and cookies at the...
It's just the treats.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. So lots and lots of candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Christmas party has expanded their snacks. You can get snickerdoodles and snow cones and gingerbread men and whatnot. But
wow.
The candy you can bring back and enjoy for a few months. I probably would not try to eat a Christmas party snow cone, in March.
I've learned too at the Halloween parties that you can stick around long enough, and the very end they'll give your kids lots and lots of extra candy they're trying to get rid of. So that was kind of nice with our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want to have to push that bucket backstage either.
No.
I mean, is there any additional tips that would be different tips for the Christmas party that may be different from the Halloween party?
I don't think so. The second parade, if you can stay that late, but one of the problems you can run into during both parties is that you have the fireworks are at 10:15 and the second parade is at 11:15, and that second parade doesn't get to Main Street for 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you do want to see the fireworks at 10:15 to 10:30, and you probably want to find a spot for the parade after that, your party is basically over at 10 o'clock, which is a bit of a bummer.
And
the parade is fun to see on Main Street, but if you do go into Frontierland, it's less crowded. But even then, maybe you can sneak onto a ride. And the other thing is that you really want to pick one or two character priorities, get in line for one early, probably around 6 o'clock if you can, because even the less popular characters now, you're looking at a 45 minute to an hour wait. You can spend half your party meeting three characters.
You mentioned that about the after hours. The one time I went to the Halloween party, I've been to the Christmas party a couple times, but the one time I went to the Halloween party, I kind of found myself checking the time, constantly looking at my watch, what can I get done before the show starts or before the parade starts. And that's just one of those added levels of stress that come with those parties, but there's really nothing you can do about it. But that's kind of the downside. As you said, after 10 o'clock, your night's pretty much a fireworks show and a parade. Guys, anything else? Any other questions about the parties?
I was just going to mention that I hope that this being our, I think maybe our fourth year.
This is our 72nd show.
No. My fourth year in a row to go to a Halloween party. I'm hoping that Rachel and I take it a little easier, take in the atmosphere of the party. We typically run, we're not waiting in line for characters usually. We like to ride the rides and
see Country Bear Jamboree.
We do not.
Oh,
but we could, I guess. I don't think it's going to be open during a party. I hope it's not.
You never know. Tennessee Bear may be wandering around.
But I think I'm hoping to get Rachel to just kind of take it easy and maybe a sample of the food. a little more. And
I can't believe that Derek wants to sample the food, Craig.
That's surprising. Yeah, I'm just blown away that he said that.
Yep.
Josh, is there anything in particular that most people miss at the party, or that you would say don't miss? Is there anything in particular just jumps out?
That gets overlooked.
Yes.
I really can't reiterate. You absolutely want to see the Hocus Pocus show. Do not sleep on that.
Do that.
Outside of that, you know, Country Bear Jamboree, since you brought it up, is a really fun trick-or-treat stop this year. So stop in for that.
Told you, Derek.
And if you do like Pirates of the Caribbean, it's worth doing that. Even if the line looks long, they're pulsing people through Space Mountain, so the line is going to look really long for space because there's going to be 200 people waiting outside the building. But don't let that deter you. I mean, it's still Space Mountain. I would let that deter you. But don't let the line.
To be able to walk. All right. Well, Josh, we appreciate this great advice as always. And again, listeners, if you want more specific, detailed advice on all things Disney, whether it be dining, riding, shows, or parties, you can find it at easywdw.com. Did you like that, Craig?
Man, that was nice.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
I think Josh is going to have you do some voiceover work on his
oh, great.
Website.
I see how that is now. Taking my job.
I'm sorry, Craig. I didn't have the singing. Oh, Josh, okay. If you're ever looking to do like some commercials for the local Orlando area, don't hesitate to give us a call.
We'll give you
a... Well, I have found that when people open websites, they typically want to hear like a song being played or something automatically, maybe.
Yeah.
So like we could have like a little MIDI tune where the volume on the page is impossible to find to turn down.
That would be awesome. And we could do some voiceovers as well as Matthew could do some rapping in with it.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
Craig's got
you've
great.
Got options galore, Josh.
We could plug Legoland. It could be good.
I don't know if I can do that. That's where I draw the line.
You do have to go back, though, Josh, because Matthew got y'all's a discount.
Yeah, we have discounted tickets now.
Yeah, you know, anywhere I can save a buck.
Guys, we're forgetting that it's time for something we like to call it.
Grinning greatness.
We got to go back to the old
greatness.
Come on, Craig.
Greatness. That's he got excited.
I think it's Josh. It was a tribute to Tony the Tiger.
It's the Josh trifecta.
It is the Josh. Josh Mania, we're wrapping it up today.
It's sad.
I tell you what, it seems like we just started a couple hours ago, and it's already over.
Yeah, it is sad.
Josh, what?
Labor Day went so fast.
It did.
Will you close the website after this, Josh?
Oh, yeah, it's closed. This is the last time people hear from me. Savor it.
Savor it.
The grand finale. Craig, what's your grim grinning greatness question?
Oh, man.
Or we could just ask him some of our recent grim grinning greatness questions and let Josh give us his answers.
That'd be good. Can we remember those?
We'll do our best.
Okay.
Derek, start us off. I'll go. Josh, here's your question. If you were going to be stuck on a ride in Magic Kingdom for 2 hours and the ride could not stop and you had to stay awake, what ride would you like to be stuck on?
Oh, that is a good question. I would have to go with the Haunted Mansion.
Bam. I said that as well. Great minds.
Josh, in the same thought, what ride would you not want to be stuck on of all the rides at Disney?
Space Mountain. I mean, assuming it's still going.
Yes,
it's going it doesn't stop.
For 2 straight hours.
Oh, yeah, Space Mountain.
Derek, what's another question?
How about if you had to run a 100-yard dash to somewhere or from something, what would it be?
No, where would it be?
Where? Yeah, where?
Where on Disney
like
property?
Like I was running to Ample Hills on the boardwalk.
I would run away from Universal Studios.
Josh, if you could meet any Disney character ever, that like specifically one that is not offered in the parks, who would you like to meet?
Well, I would have said for a long time, Launchpad McQuack.
There you go, Derek.
That was mine, and it came true.
Dreams come true.
But you can meet him very easily at Dino Bash now in Animal Kingdom. Kronk, from Emperor's New Groove, is that the character's name?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
Hey, Josh, if you were, we ranked rides recently on one of the shows and had some controversy with that. What would be your dead last ride of the 49 rides now? And what would be your number one ride of the 49 rides?
The worst ride is Space Mountain.
Wow, man. Really? You have it in for Space Mountain.
It's because just the hurt it puts on you.
Yeah, you know, I have become, in my old age, a big boy, and I carry a very big bag.
Right.
And so without my bag, it's not that hard for me to get in and out of the ride, but when I have all my camera stuff, you know, it's just so herky-jerky, and the fact is, you know, it does only go 22 miles per hour. Even if you hate yourself the whole time, it's not speeding up. And currently, my favorite ride is Slinky Dog Dash, which is incredibly precious.
It is.
Number one.
It's a great ride. Will that sustain, you think, that ranking? Or is the newness of it?
It's probably partially newness. It does offer some really fun views of the Star Wars construction as well at the moment. But I think it's just a really purely fun ride.
Where is your favorite place on Disney property or in a Disney theme park to take a nap?
Because he does that all the time.
Right.
I'm not a big napper, not a big sleeper. Maybe you can figure that out by my rambling. But certainly my favorite place to hang out is Nomad Lounge by far. Great drinks, great food.
We enjoyed that last time.
We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, very surprised, but we enjoyed it. What, Josh, what is your favorite shortcut through any of the Disney parks?
Well, you can use the chicken exit at Space Mountain so you don't have to ride. But, you know, the funny thing is that I'm too chicken to use the chicken exit because I feel like somebody will see me using it, or you have to tell the person, like, I don't want to ride this 22-mile-an-hour roller coaster because I'm that scared. Please, can you tell me where the exit is? So I ride that stupid thing every single time.
I feel like this is Confessions with Josh. We already know he's been banned from the Four Seasons, and now he's scared of Space Mountain, but he won't admit it. This has been a very eye-opening...
I'm not scared. I'm scared of the scaredy cat exit.
Oh, okay.
I rode Space Mountain this morning, first thing, actually.
But you
It's a great way to start your Labor Day.
Yes, it was indeed.
Well, Josh, we appreciate you answering all these very hard-hitting questions that we have here. But thank you so much for joining us, not just in today's episode, but for the last three episodes. Appreciate your insight and you sharing some of your vast wealth of knowledge with us regarding the Disney theme parks.
Well, thank you for having me. And if anybody's wondering why there haven't been any posts the last few days, it's because I have been preparing for these shows.
Well, we appreciate your diligence.
We apologize to your fans, but we appreciate you doing that for us, sacrificing and putting off everything else just for the Grim Grinning Guys.
I do what I can.
Once again, if you want to know more about Josh and follow him, EasyWDW, you will find out more information than possibly you ever need to know about the Disney parks. And it'll be very helpful. Also, I'm talking about on the website, you can actually go into the forums and you can find out more about questions you may have that you can ask Josh, and those will be answered in a timely manner, I'm sure.
I can't believe he made it through three episodes.
Well, we appreciate it, Josh.
Well, I'm not sure what to say. Obviously, I have the endurance.
Oh, well, thank you, listener, for supporting the show, and thank you, Josh, for helping us out in our efforts. And as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the Hitchhiking Ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your